God bless the Clash. I love the Clash. Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah. 312-981-7200. John requests the Clash. That, of course, is I Fought the Law, and the law won. So, hey, we're going to jump into the aggravating SNL quiz game coming up in a second, but we also wanted to let you know again, all day today, we're asking WGN Radio listeners to participate in our Day of Giving to benefit the victims of Hurricane Harvey. You can text Harvey to 90999. The dash will automatically be put in there, so you don't have to worry about it. You can text Harvey to 90999 to make your $10 donation to the American Red Cross, or you can call 855-999-GIVE. Standard message and data rates apply. And also, if you're texting and you're having a hard time getting through, you can also go to redcross.org. And if you're texting and it's overwhelming, they will send you to redcross.org. But don't not contribute. So text Harvey to 90999 and make your $10 donation. Or you can call 855-999-GIVE. It's 855-999-GIVE. And again, the website is redcross.org. And we thank you very much for your generosity, and it is our Day of Giving, and all day today we are hoping that you will contribute and help out. Okay, all right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let me explain the SNL aggravating SNL game. I have a board game that is all about SNL. That's SNL trivia questions and all kinds of SNL stuff, and nobody will play with me at this game, because I am an SNL freak and I know everything about SNL, and everybody was like, no, we're not going to play that game with you because you win. So I never really get to use this. I've got an SNL a Trivial Pursuit game at home. I have a Seen It game of SNL at home that just sits in my closet. And I have this game, and I thought, you know what? We have to use it. I don't want it to go to waste. So I figured we'd turn the tables. And I would give Esmeralda and Dan quizzes about SNL. They will probably more than likely answer it wrong, and I get more aggravated because I know all the answers. So that's the premise. I give the questions, each question from the decades, from the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. There are no 2010s cards here because this game I got in 2009. So that's why. They haven't updated it. They haven't updated the game. So there are no questions about the
expansion packs.
Yeah, they need to update it.
You should write your own.
I should. I know.
You know everything.
I don't know. Not everything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that
right.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Maya Rudolph were buddies. Forgot all about that in the monologue. So, all right. Do we have one of the themes? Yeah.
You should do the voice.
What? Saturday Night Live.
There you go. Yeah.
The game.
It's Saturday Night Live, the aggravating game. It's not a bad Don Pardo.
Not bad.
No. You know, when Don Pardo died, by the way, Don Pardo did the voiceover on SNL for almost 40 years. He was like 96 when he passed away, 96 or 97. And then they hired Daryl Hammond. They brought in Daryl Hammond to do it. And I thought for sure Daryl Hammond was going to do an imitation, because Daryl Hammond is known for his impressions. I thought he was going to do Don Pardo. He does it as himself.
Yeah.
Which is good. You don't want to imitate Don Pardo. Don Pardo was the man. So, but anyway. All right, are we ready? Questions. I got to keep score.
I mean, it's going to be minimal.
It is. Yeah. I know. I'll be aggravated. Trust
but it's nice of you to.
I'm going to keep score and see who is ahead. Okay. After each round. Okay. The first questions are from the decade before you guys were both born.
Mm-hmm.
These are from the 70s. Who wants to go first? Is anybody?
Ladies first.
Oh. All right. Esmeralda?
Yes.
Here we go. What beverage does the Greek Olympia restaurant serve along with its cheeseburgers? What beverage does the Greek Olympia restaurant serve along with its cheeseburgers?
Oh, Coke.
No. It's Pepsi.
Really?
No Coke, Pepsi. Pepsi,
oh.
Pepsi, Pepsi. No Coke, Pepsi.
Oh, I thought it was no.
No fries, Cheeps.
Why did I think it
because
was?
Because in real life, it is Coke.
Oh, maybe.
At the place at the place across the street,
yeah.
It's Coke. Yeah,
I
it's
had
an, it's
one tonight.
It's no
like,
Pepsi Coke.
Coke.
Yeah, I mean, but the actual place across the street here, they in real life, they changed it to Pepsi in the sketch.
Oh,
so all right, you got that one wrong, but that's kind of a tough one because in real life, we know this. We're from here. We're from Chicago,
right,
so we know
Coke.
It's Coke across. No Pepsi Coke. So all right,
you made them sound very stereotypical Italian.
Well, they're Greek.
No, so. Pepsi Coke.
No, hey, it's me. It's oh, it's a Mario. Hey, it's a me. It's a Mario. All right, Mario, Mario. I love the fact that his name is Mario, Mario, Guido, Mario, and Mario, Mario. Okay. All right. You have to connect hosts again, Dan. These are your favorites.
Just to clarify, Luigi, Mario.
Oh, it's Luigi. Oh, sorry, forgot. I don't play the games.
Nah, just. Anticipating the text.
Okay. Well, all right. You have to deal. I forget you have to deal with that. That's right. Okay. You have to connect these hosts. What actor connects Candace Bergen with Sally Field? What actor connects Candace Bergen with Sally Field? Burt Reynolds, George Carlin, Rob Reiner, or Robert Klein? Candace Bergen to Sally Field. Burt Reynolds, George Carlin, Rob Reiner, Robert Klein.
I will go Burt Reynolds.
And you are correct. Do you know what the connections are?
I know Burt and Sally, but I don't know Burt and Candace.
Okay, Burt was in Starting Over with Candace Bergen and Smokey and the Bandit with Sally Field, but he was in other movies with Sally Field as well. All right, Dan's up 1-0, Esmeralda. Are you getting nervous?
Not really.
I think you're nervous. Okay, we move on to the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the correct slogan for this fictional SNL product? What is the correct slogan?
Mm-hmm.
The product is Compulsion by Calvin Klein. Compulsion by Calvin Klein. Is it for when 5 seems like a good number of times to do something, or the world's most indulgent disinfectant, or have you put it on yet? Are you sure?
The 5 thing.
When 5 seems like a good number of times to do something.
Yes.
No. It is the world's most indulgent disinfectant. Compulsion by Calvin Klein. 80s. Esmeralda, you're not doing very well.
Well, that's expected.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. Multiple choice, Dan. You fan of Hanukkah Harry? You guys know who Hanukkah Harry is? John Lovitz plays the character, and he's sort of like he's the Jewish Santa Claus. Do you know who? Have you ever seen Hanukkah Harry?
Now that you mention that, yes, I think I do recall a sketch or two.
All right,
probably not good enough to answer a question, but. We'll see.
Well, it's multiple choice, so you got a chance here. Okay, where does Hanukkah Harry's family live? Where does Hanukkah Harry? Let me try that one more time. Where does Hanukkah Harry's family live? Is it Brooklyn, Los Angeles, Jerusalem, or Miami?
Can I have the choices again?
A, Brooklyn, B, Los Angeles, C, Jerusalem, D, Miami. Where does Hanukkah Harry's family live?
So the guffaws would come from Miami, right? So I'm going to vote Miami.
You are absolutely right. And that's the joke. There you go. Dan is destroying Esmeralda.
Very quickly.
He's using logic.
I am losing logic, which usually for Saturday Night Live is the opposite.
Right.
So, this is totally random, but did you see Laurie Metcalf sang the seventh inning stretch yesterday.
Yep.
I remember John Levin, so it, you know, does a great job with the seventh inning stretch, and it's always hilarious when he's with Lennon and JD.
Yeah.
But it was very cool to see Laurie Metcalf up there.
It was awesome. Yeah. She did a great job, too. But she's Laurie Metcalf. She rules. She's awesome. All right, we got a break here. So far, it's 2-0, Dan. Esmeralda, step up!
Sorry.
Step up!
We're getting into the ones that I know.
Yeah, the 90s and the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my wheelhouse.
You were barely alive in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, no.
No. You were alive
for seven
of those years. So,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I was watching Saturday Night Live, though.
You should have been.
Sorry.
All right. Oh, the Clash. Love them. Yeah, it's wrapping up Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah!
With the Clash. John, our caller, requested the Clash. That's London calling. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, we're in the middle of the aggravating Saturday Night Live quiz.
Saturday Night Live!
That's because Esmeralda and Dan don't really know a lot about it, about Saturday Night Live, so I ask the questions and I get more aggravated. So right now, Dan is dominating. Dan, you're dominating.
I don't feel for long, though.
You had, you've each had two questions. Esmeralda had zero right, and Dan got both of his right. Now we've got two more questions, and the next ones are from the 90s. Mm. So you should do okay.
Yes.
Okay, Esmeralda, time for you to connect some hosts.
Okay.
You must connect what actress connects Joe Pesci with Robert Downey Jr.? What actress connects Joe Pesci with Robert Downey Jr.? Is it Julianne Moore, Marissa Tomei. Wow. Wow. Cocky Esmeralda. You happen to be correct.
Yeah.
Do you know the two movies?
It was My Cousin Vinny, mm-hmm. and then that one where, like, he sees her at birth or something. What is it? Her shoe falls off there in Italy. I was watching it some weeks ago on, like, Channel 9.
Only you.
Yeah.
Only you.
It's like on this.
Yeah. It's, that is the kind of movie that you will see on this.
Yeah.
Dan, would you have gotten that one correct?
I would have, yes.
Okay. All right. Esmeralda now on the board. Esmeralda is on the board, everybody. Mm. It's time for you. You're just going to go nuts now. Okay. All right. Dan, are you ready?
Yes.
Again, from the 90s. What two actors voice the characters Ace and Gary, the animated ambiguously gay duo? What two actors voice the characters Ace and Gary, the animated ambiguously gay duo? Now, you guys know the ambiguously gay duo, right?
Yeah.
From the genius Robert Smigel. So what actors voice those characters?
I want to say it was Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert.
Very good, man.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Very, very good. Very good. Remember when they did the live action version of it? When I believe Fallon was a host, and they did a live action version of it.
Did they?
It was hysterically funny. John Hamm. It was John Hamm and Jim and Fallon played Ace and Gary.
Oh, okay.
It was hysterical. It was hysterical. All right. So Dan is up 3-1. So Esmeralda, you can't win.
Great.
But you can learn more about Saturday Night Live, and that's what this is really all about. It's about Dan and Esmeralda learning more about one of the greatest television institutions that's ever been in existence. That's really what it's all about.
On behalf of Esmeralda, I thank you, because it's thrilling knowledge. I can't wait to go to parties to share this information with people.
Forcing us to learn.
That's right. All right, from now from the 2000s. You guys can do even better on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready? Okay, this is a classic sketch.
Okay.
Classic sketch. What patriotic piece of clothing does Will Ferrell sport on Casual Friday?
Short shorts.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. It's a thong. But it's,
oh, isn't it shorts that he just rolled up into his butt?
No, I think it's a thong. I know it goes into his butt. And he's also what they haven't put here, he's also wearing a half shirt, which is, yeah. I think that's
I
the,
just saw it. It was on TV on some.
You remember who the host was?
Stifler. Right. Stifler.
Yeah. Shawn Michael, what's his name? Smith? Shawn Michael
Scott? Hanson?
Scott Michael Scott? Shawn Michael Scott. Scott
Key.
Michael.
Scott Michael Key Scott.
Keegan Michael. Cake Dylan
F.
McDermott
Scott
Mulroney. McDermott Mulroney.
Luigi.
All right.
Luigi. Mario.
Luigi. Oh, it's a me, everybody. It's a me. Okay. All right. Well, you're going to win anyway, Dan, but now this is going for four.
Feel like Vic.
Four for four. Oh. And more knowledge about one of the most important television institutions of our time. You must connect another host, pair of hosts.
Okay.
What actress connects Freddie Prinze Jr. with Bill Pullman? What actor, actress connects Freddie Prinze Jr. with Bill Pullman? Britney Spears, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Sandra Bullock, or Jennifer Lopez? What actress connects Freddie Prinze Jr. with Bill Pullman? Britney Spears, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Sandra Bullock, or Jennifer Lopez? This is for a four
yeah,
for four.
I'm going to go with Sarah Michelle Gellar because that's the only one that I know that Freddie Prinze definitely starred in a movie with.
Okay.
It's a Scooby-Doo.
What would you have said?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Bill Paxton. What?
No, Pullman.
Oh, Pullman.
Yeah.
He's...
He was the president of Independence Day.
Right.
He's the one that's alive.
He... yeah, I wouldn't know.
Okay. The second... you're right, Dan. It is Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah. Yep. That's what
but
I would
think. But it's Scooby-Doo, and this one I completely forgot about. Bill Pullman is in The Grudge. I totally forgot about that. That terrible Japanese horror remake that she was in. I totally forgot about that. Good job, Dan.
Thanks.
Four for four, and I'm not aggravated at Dan. I'm aggravated at Esmeralda.